Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with the mayor of Morehead, Laura White Brown. Laura, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Leanne.
We are in the midst of a global pandemic, but that does not mean the business of the city comes to a standstill, although Morehead is comparatively, a ghost town right now. I know that you've had to make a lot of really hard decisions, and the council has had to make some really hard decisions in the last few weeks, and I was aware that you actually had to make some furloughs this week.
We did. You know, that was a decision that we were hoping we would not be faced with, but as this pandemic kind of continues and carries on for timeframes that we don't even know, we've had to look at our budget really closely and make some tough calls. We did furlough 5 employees, and that started this week. On Monday, that furlough began, and so we furloughed furloughed the program staff in our Parks and Recreation Department, and then we furloughed a part-time employee within the Police Department, and we also have a few different employees taking FMLA for child care, which the governor approved last week.
Now, with these furloughs, I know that it has to be difficult on an individual to go from working full-time to being quarantined, essentially. But what kind of feedback are you getting right now?
Well, you know, what we have been doing with, say, Parks and Recreation, for example, those employees had been working from home because we did close all of the park facilities, and they had done all of their programming and planning for the next events coming up, and so we were at a point where their work was limited, almost not really existent as far as what they could be doing at home since so many programs have been canceled. So we just had to make the tough decision of deciding to go ahead and furlough. And so much of our budget is dependent on projected revenue. And we know that revenue is going to decrease drastically. We have assured employees that this is just a furlough. Their jobs will be here when we get through this. And also, we are still paying their benefits during this time.
Now, has the city council been supportive of these measures?
So one thing within the mayor's job duties is I have the right to do all of the firing and hiring within the city. So it was not something that needed a vote by city council, but I did call city council members prior to the decision to get their feedback. And they were supportive. They also expressed that, you know, they knew that this was coming. It was a hard decision we had hoped to avoid, but unfortunately we got to the point where we did have to make that decision. You know, it's always difficult when you have people not working because you want to protect your employees and take care of them. And that's something that I learned a long time ago when I was growing up, Leanne, I worked for the city as a lifeguard at the pool. And I was actually, my boss at that time was council member Mike Cash. And so I learned a lot from him those 5 years that I was there. And I told him this week, you know, he taught me the importance of unity and taking care of your employees and making sure that they have a good job to come to. And so that's something that I shared with him, as well as our staff, is that that's what we're trying to do now. We want to see unity within our employees, but we also want to make sure that once we get through this pandemic, they have a job to come back to and a city to come back to. And so, you know, I really appreciate being able to have conversations with council members, you know, especially like that conversation with Mike Cash. We can look back on our past and bring those lessons learned up to date now and apply it to what we're doing. So I appreciate his support in making hard decisions and all council members, you know, who are helping us get through this time.
Do you anticipate that there are going to be more layoffs or furloughs?
I am hoping not, but we are looking at that every single day. You know, the decision to furlough employees happened somewhat quickly when we made that decision last week. As soon as we found that there was really just it was time to make that move, I called in the director of Parks and Recreation as well as the police chief, because those were the two departments. We let them know. They immediately went and told their employees. And so we're making sure that information gets to the employees very quickly once it's decided on our end.
Now, the city council had their regular meeting on April 13th, and obviously, in order to follow the CDC social distancing guideline, the group met via Zoom and held the regular meeting. First person to come in and speak with you guys via Zoom was Mark Murphy from Morehead State University's Small Business Development Center to kind of update the city council on what's the impact on small businesses here in the community from the pandemic.
We did. So we had Council Member Melissa Patrick had recommended that we have Mark Murphy on our agenda, and I think that was a really good decision. So he's with the Small Business Development Center, and he has been really instrumental in getting information out to small businesses as far as the disaster loans and the PPP loans that employees within small businesses are eligible for. And so he is really helping us kind of push that information out so people can have all of the facts when making decisions about their small businesses.
And he also discussed the Small Business Association disaster programs. Do you know if a lot of businesses in Morehead are utilizing that service?
We're actually working with the Chamber of Commerce to kind of collect data from small businesses to see how many are applying and what they're applying for. But they were able to report that a number of businesses within city limits have been applying for this disaster relief.
It seems like really not that long ago, we had a very bustling downtown economy, and so much of the things that were happening were centered around the downtown area as far as development and all the businesses. And it's so strange to be in town right now and see everything at a standstill. Is the council considering the long-term impacts? Do we think that there's going to be a decent recovery from this?
That's something that really cities across the country are discussing. But one thing that has really helped us in our guidance is with Kentucky League of Cities, so that cities specifically in this area can really compare what the impact is going to be. So one thing that has been created here is the response fund through the Round County Community Fund. So we're seeing some donations go into there that can help small businesses as well as individuals. But also we're really watching to see what we need to do on the relief side with our downtown area. So we've kind of tasked the Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development, Downtown Morehead, and Tourism to lead the efforts in supporting our small businesses and putting a plan together for deciding what they need and how we can provide them with it.
Now, I know that one thing that a lot of people were looking forward to was the Gus Macker basketball tournament that was scheduled for the end of May. It was expected to bring in thousands of people to the community, which really would have had a large economic impact. But it's my understanding that is going to be canceled for this year.
It is. So it has been postponed until further notice. We did have a 3-year contract with the Gus Macker Association, and so they have extended that an additional year so that we still get our 3 years for that program.
And obviously, even though that's more than a month away, people are anticipating things being closed down even into the summer months.
They are. And, you know, it's changing every day. Like we've said, it seems to be continually extended as far as the dates. And so it's really hard for us to plan out certain events. So one thing that you'll also see is that downtown Moorhead, they have postponed or canceled all of their events through June 30th of this year. And we'll work on rescheduling that once we do kind of come out of this lockdown phase, so to speak. Tourism has done the same thing. They have canceled their events through June 30th, and they have also furloughed some of their employees as well.
Now, one thing that the City Council had to discuss, obviously, is future growth and development projects that are planned for the city. One of those, of course, is the police station and 911 center. What is the status on that building project at this time?
We are moving ahead with that project. We've been meeting with our budget committee and as well as a planning people very instrumental in the planning of this. And one thing that we decided was, you know, we still need to move with this project. We have all of the people on hand. We have our architects, we have our engineers, we have our construction management team, and we're still able to kind of follow our timeline for that. So as of now, we are getting all of the bid packages prepared to go out to bid for the building. We received our kind of budget frame from our construction management and architects, and we came in under budget. So that's always nice to see. Hopefully the bids come back to reflect that as well. But we are still moving ahead because, you know, we've got the team established, and, you know, really in this time of need, the current police department, that facility is making things very difficult because we're trying to separate police officers from dispatchers. They're all on one level together. They're kind of each confined to one room. They're not coming over, spending time with each other because they don't want to possibly, you know, contaminate anyone if they have been infected and don't know it.
At this time, I know that before this all got started, I talked with Chief Blevins, and he was looking for some new people to be hired on as police officers. And, I mean, they were three spots down when we talked, I believe. And is that process still happening, or is it sort of on hold for the time being?
It is not. So our hiring is kind of frozen at this time. We are not filling those positions. We're just working with the employees that we do have. One thing that is interesting as well is there was a bill passed, which was communicated to us through Kentucky League of Cities, that in the event that we do become short-staffed for emergency personnel, we can now bring people back that have retired. And even though they may not have all of their continuing ed hours complete, that has been waived so that if we become short staffed, we have access to additional employees. So if we do need more people, what we will probably do at that time is reach out to employed officers and have them come in and help us with some of our shifts.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Wash your hands, stay home, cover your cough. It's our new reality with COVID-19, and that means calling ahead instead of going directly to a doctor or hospital if you're sick. It means being more patient. We're all in this together, and we all have a role in preventing the spread. So, prepare, focus on the essentials, protect, keep some space from people outside your home, and disinfect a lot. Get the facts at kycovid19.ky.gov. Prepare, protect, disinfect.
Welcome back to Open Mic here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Moorhead Mayor Laura White-Brown. Laura, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking about the April 13th City Council meeting that was conducted via Zoom and streamed live on the city's Facebook page. There was quite a bit of unfinished business that needed to be discussed. First of all, the second reading of an ordinance amending the salary scale for the city. Tell me a little bit about that change.
Each year, if there is adjustments based on cost of living to salary scales statewide, then we have to pass that within our own budget to make sure that we are paying people the minimum of what the cost of living salary scale is. So this was just an update to make sure that we are being consistent with our records on that end.
And then the second unfinished business ordinance concerned the times that Rodburn Hollow Park is supposed to be open for public use. Now, that park is currently shut down, correct?
It is, yes. So we actually had an incident where people were having birthday parties at the picnic shelter, even though we had advised people not to gather. And so, unfortunately, because of that, we had to close down that park and the city park completely. And that includes the closure of picnic areas, walking, running, and hiking paths, the dog park, the athletic fields, and all playgrounds.
So did this ordinance have to do with that specifically, those closures?
It did not. So this ordinance had been in discussion for some time. What we were looking at was, we often get complaints about people at Rodburn Park late in the evenings, and the previous ordinance had said from dusk till dawn, but it's hard from a law enforcement standpoint to, that could be very much debated if you try to have people leave. So putting specific hours with it give our police officers as well as our citizens a hard timeline to follow as far as when they can and cannot be in the park area.
So what is the new time once the park will be open?
So the park will close at 9 p.m.
And there was also a lot of new business discussed. First of all, emergency notifications for the city.
Yes. As you probably have noticed, we've had a couple different times recently where the tornado siren has gone off in the downtown area. So one thing that we've been working on is making sure that people are aware of the emergency alert system within the, now that's a county system, but it changed recently. And so if you haven't updated your phone information for that system, you'll want to do that. We have shared all of that information on all of the city social media pages, so you can find out how to sign up for the alert system there. And then we also, under new business, had an RSP that was approved for a new 911 phone system. This is, again, something that's been in discussion for some time, but moving to a new phone system will help us keep up with all of our equipment. The current phone system that had been used for 911 was severely outdated, and they were in need of new parts that they don't make anymore. So we kind of came to a point where we have to upgrade.
Now, one of the probably most prevalent things that was discussed during the City Council meeting was the impact of COVID-19, specifically on the current budget and the fiscal year 21 budget, what the city is anticipating. Tell me, first of all, how you see it impacting in real time. What are we seeing now as far as the impact it's having?
We are already seeing decreased revenue, and that comes more from our rental side of it. You know, our parks cannot be rented, the splash pad cannot be rented, Laughlin cannot be rented, and we did have a decent amount of revenue come in from that. We've also stopped our sports programs, so we do not have money coming in for that programming as well. So we immediately see a decreased revenue from that standpoint. Beyond that, we know that our restaurant tax will have a decreased revenue coming in. Now, that goes directly to tourism, but we do collect it, and it's a quarterly tax that we collect, so we expect it to be reflected in the next quarter. But that's probably the area that will take a very drastic hit within the city as well.
And then as far as next year, for the fiscal year, which begins July 1, what are some things that you are taking into consideration when you're planning for that budget?
As we've met with the budget committee, the first thing that we did was we decreased our projected revenue by 20%. Now, it could be more than 20%. That's just the starting point for us to plan accordingly. We have cut out any capital projects that were in the proposed budget, with the exception of the police department. And so we're trying to really just cut back on new expenses that we didn't have to have this year. You know, I think we'll really have to evaluate this as the months continue on. Something that a lot of places are saying is that this is really going to hit budgets more in the fall, as far as when property taxes come in and different tax seasons occur. So I think this is something that immediately we won't know the impact, and it could stretch on for more than a year, seeing the decreased revenue side of it.
How do you plan to continue offering vital services to the city when we're looking at essentially very little revenue coming in?
We are making essential services the priority. So we have instructed not to spend money on things that are not essential at this time. Anything that we can do will come with the priority of making sure that our police, our fire department, and our public works department is still working. Within public works, we have identified the trash collection as the top priority. That's one thing that we want to make sure that we keep up and running, so we have different crews in the event that one of them gets sick. We can rotate out to keep that service running at all times as well.
And then finally, the city council discussed the park closings moving forward. Again, we had discussed already that Rawburn and the parks had been closed down completely to the public, even for just running or walking on the trails. What is the anticipation of the closures moving forward?
We are reevaluating the park closures in 2-week increments. I would really love to be able to open it back up for walking and running, but unfortunately, we did have those gatherings. And so in the meantime, I would encourage people, if you liked to walk at the park, walk on Main Street on the sidewalks or walk on the campus of Morehead State University. You know, there's great areas there. You can still have as much space as you want, really, to kind of enjoy the outdoors while practicing proper social distancing as well. And speaking of social distancing, one thing that I would really like to add and encourage the public is, you know, our restaurants under an executive order from the governor are curbside at this time, or drive-through. And we really want to make sure that the public understands that you need to wait in your cars for the restaurants to bring the food out to you. You cannot be going inside waiting to pick up your food. You may think it'll go faster, but that's really dangerous during this time. And again, we know that's a difficult order to follow, but it's really important. It's important to the restaurants. It's important to the health and safety of the citizens as well. And so from a city standpoint and a county standpoint, we're really trying to encourage people to follow that rule.
Okay. And that's all the time that we have here on Open Mic. Mayor of Morehead, Laura White Brown, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Wooks. Produced by Morehead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.